You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, Rise Up. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
In everyone's life, a little rain must fall. This secular expression frequently means that everybody should expect to experience at least some challenges or difficulties in life. In 1971, Lynn Anderson gave musical expression to this idea with her popular song, Rose Garden. Now, of course, these popular expressions such as, life is not a rose garden, are much easier to sing and to say than to accept. And so, as you listen to my voice, you can probably identify with unexpected disappointments in your own life. And maybe some rain has fallen in your life, perhaps even recently. And when these difficulties occur, especially when they happen again and again and again, you and I can very easily become discouraged as we are tempted by the devil to give up. In the Gospel of John, chapter 5, we read that one day Jesus was in Jerusalem, and he was near a pool of water called Bethesda. Near this pool of water, the Bible explains, lay a multitude of those who were sick and blind and lame and withered. Now, what is interesting about this Bible story is that this group of broken humanity, the sick and the lame and the blind, they tried very hard to stay very near this special and miracle-producing pool of water. These helpless individuals were waiting for the waters in the pool to begin stirring. Because, you see, according to the Bible, an angel of the Lord from time to time would appear at the pool and stir up the water. Then, whoever was first to get into the newly stirred water was miraculously cured. You and I can hardly imagine the zeal with which some of the sick watched the water, hoping to get into this pool in order to be miraculously cured. These diseased and disabled members of humanity were also the type of broken people that our loving and compassionate Christ was often drawn to. And sad to say, this is also the type of broken humanity that most of us today work very hard to avoid. You see, for most of us, hospital wards and rest homes, especially those areas which house the handicapped and the helpless, these areas have few or no visitors. You and I simply don't like to be subjected to these people, those who have so many problems and physical difficulties, and we are uncomfortable when we hear their plaintive cries and screams. We don't like to be around these situations because we don't know how to help. We don't know how to act, and we simply do not know what to do. Jesus, however, at that moment in history described in our Bible story for today, and also now in 1997, takes a totally different attitude. The Bible is clear in pointing out that Jesus never avoided the helpless or the hopeless soul. And so, even today, Jesus never avoids an opportunity to reach out to those who are suffering and those without a true friend. This, then, is also why this story of the crippled man in the Bible can be such an encouragement for you today. No matter what your situation is, lovingly, Jesus desires, yes, he earnestly wants to help you and to heal you in your body and your soul. Listen again as the Bible describes that perfect love of Christ. And as you listen, let your heart also be encouraged to know that Jesus knows your problems and all your difficulties, and he wants to help you. The Bible says that when Jesus saw the crippled man lying there, and when Jesus knew that this helpless man had been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" The sick man then responded to Jesus and said, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool. When the water is stirred up, and when I am struggling to get into the water, another person gets in before me." Now, Jesus did not have anything more to say. He simply saw this man's faith, and then with great compassion, Jesus said, "Arise, Arise and take up your pallet and walk. Immediately, the power of Jesus' healing and life-giving word ministered to this broken man, and the Bible tells us the man became well. He took up his pallet and he began to walk. Now, maybe this story doesn't seem all that relevant to your situation today. Perhaps you are now in good health, but you are also often a bit lonely. Your situation, even though you are not crippled like the man in the Bible, your situation of loneliness may be more similar to this man than you now realize. In fact, you may be suffering loneliness very much like a woman I met several years ago. This wonderful lady had worked for the same company for many, many years. She was totally dedicated to this firm, and then she retired and the company gave her a banquet and a beautiful watch as a gift. And she was very happy. Then she went home, and in the following weeks, she tried to adjust to her new life of retirement, but it was impossible. Nobody wanted to take the time to talk to her. Finally, she returned to her old company where she had worked for so many years, and in her loneliness and anguish, this lady simply sat down in the cafeteria, hoping that some of her old friends would take the time to come by and speak with her. This is a very powerful, real-life example which vividly demonstrates that loneliness can be just as disabling as a disease or any other kind of handicap. And so then, no matter whether your challenge at this hour is physical or emotional, God has good news for you. You see, just as Jesus walked into the center of that pathetic group of broken humanity at the pool of Bethesda, so also does Jesus now want to come into the middle of your life to help you and to restore your heart and soul. It is the gracious intent of your living and loving Savior to give you a living hope. Indeed, Jesus wants to plant into your heart that same living hope described by the Apostle Peter when he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." That's it. That's it, my friend. That's the answer. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the key to your life and to your future. And through this gospel hope of the resurrection, you and I need no more fear death. Just as Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so also shall all those who trust in Jesus Christ be raised unto eternal life. The resurrection, you see, surely gives us a living hope at the hour of our death. However, Christ's resurrection is also a power for living every day of our life. Now, you may have a handicap, you may be ill, you may be haunted by feelings of loneliness, or you may have anxieties about aging. Nevertheless, when you are connected by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are then also connected to the life-giving and life-sustaining power of His resurrection. Just like a radio or a television or a VCR needs to be plugged into power before it can work, so also you and I need to be plugged into God's most important power for life. We need God as a spiritual source if we are going to overcome the challenges of life and the temptations of the devil. This is all possible for you, my friend, when we sing and say the joy expressed by the hymn writer who wrote, "Jesus lives, the victory's won, death no longer can appall me. Jesus lives, death's reign is done, from the grave Christ will recall me. Brighter scenes will then commence, this shall be my confidence. Jesus lives, for me he died, hence will I to Jesus living, pure in heart and act abide, praise to him and glory giving. Freely God doth aid dispense, this shall be my confidence." And so then, my friend, the next time the devil tempts you to give up on life, think of the man described in the Bible who was crippled for 38 years. In a human sense, this man was absolutely without any hope whatsoever. But then consider also how Jesus sought out this pitiful man. Know for sure that God at this very hour is reaching out for you also, just as he healed this man. Just as Jesus asked the lame man, "Do you want to be healed?" God is also now asking you, whether you desire to be healed from your scars and your brokenness of your past sins and failures. In His grace, God desires to heal your soul and spirit and to restore you to Himself with that same power of forgiveness earned by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. God also wants to re-establish a relationship of love between you and your marriage partner and between you and all the members of your family. So then don't let God's offer of forgiveness and healing pass you by. Find a place where you can be alone. And then with bended knees and with a truly repentant heart in sincere prayer, bear your soul to God. Follow the example of the lame man in our text for today. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ in faith. Jesus will help you just as surely as He helped and He healed the lame man. Oh, indeed, God will send His Spirit to heal you. For clear guidance and even for the very words and thoughts you need for healing of your soul and spirit, turn today to the Word of the Lord. Whether you are now in a motel room or maybe at home or any other place, turn to Psalm 51 in the Bible and speak the words of the contrite sinner's prayer for pardon. Be gracious to me, O Lord, according to Thy loving kindness. According to the greatness of Thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against Thee, Thee only, have I sinned, and done what is evil in Thy sight. Purify me, O Lord, with a hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from Thy presence, and do not take Thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Our hearts are greatly encouraged as we read the wonderful accounts of Your love and mercy that You demonstrated during Your earthly ministry unto all those who were in need and without hope. Blessed Lord, there are many today who are confused by events in the world, anxious and filled with concerns about matters in their own family, and unsure where they will go when this life is finished. Blessed Father, send Your Spirit into their troubled hearts, so that all concerns might be quieted, all worries wiped away, and all feelings of guilt over past sins erased. Lord of love, at this hour, fill all troubled hearts with Your perfect love. Heal their anxious souls with the sin-atoning blood of Your crucified and resurrected Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray with confidence. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.